What do you make of
why
this
one? Why does
one?
need to do that?
I want to get into Purdy here for a second, B. What do you make of this? And it could just be football, you know, because the game is violent. But I was looking at just all of the quarterback injuries since Shanahan got here. You know, Hoyer was really banged up, and then they went to Beathard, and then they were losing. Obviously, that was the number one thing. Beathard hurts his knee. 2018, Garoppolo ACL tear. Beathard hurts his wrist. 2019, full health. Jimmy played every game. They got very lucky there. 2020, UCL tear for Nick Mullins and the high ankle sprain for Jimmy Garoppolo. 2021, Lance hurts his finger. Garoppolo calf strain, torn thumb, shoulder. 2022, Lance, broken ankle. Garoppolo, broken foot. Purdy, torn UCL. 2023, which is just like 2019, full health from the quarterback. 2024, Purdy, shoulder. Now, 2023, Purdy also had a concussion, but, you know, he didn't miss any time with that. Is that more a byproduct of football? Is that their offensive line? Is that the smaller quarterbacks? Like, what do you make of those?
All of the above. One, it's football. Two, it's execution. Three is to frame of these guys. I'll never forget Bill Parcells when he spoke about Jimmy Garoppolo with Joe Lo and Dibs. And he said the one thing about Jimmy Garoppolo, and he was spot on with this, Bill Parcells, the big tuna. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. What he said at the time when Jimmy Garoppolo took this region by storm, and we all had Garoppolo mania, he said, I worry about his durability. He's small guy. Durability. And the same thing with Brock Purdy. But – you know, is it a Shanahan system thing? Guys get hit. This is pro football. Guys get hit. Now, I would like Kyle Shanahan to at least in the offseason adjust to the cover zero blitz and like help his quarterbacks out, because obviously they have a blind spot and guys are getting in free and you're getting the quarterbacks killed. But what is the byproduct of just sport? It's football. Defensive linemen, defensive tackles, linebackers want to destroy the quarterback. It's the name of the game. Hit the quarterback. Al Davis' famous quote, you know, the quarterback must go down and he must go down hard within the first 10 plays of the game. Then also the frame of so many players. But then it's how Trey Lance were getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? Trey Lance came up with a finger, broke his fibula, all that. So it's a byproduct of just playing football and the quarterbacks who are getting hit. Like Brian Hoyer has never been able to stay healthy. Obviously, Jim Garoppolo has had trouble staying healthy before he came to San Francisco. He had a shoulder injury that he suffered in. Edelman and Michael Bennett called him out for being a punk and not playing on Thursday Night Football against some Buffalo Bills. And they had to go to Jacoby Brissett. So I don't – how much of it is on Shanahan? Could he do a better job of protecting his quarterbacks? Sure, I guess. Can't have a tight end try to block Rashard Reddick in the AFC Championship game. But at the same time, the tight end's got to make a block. It's his assignment. At least put your hands on him. Instead, Rashard Reddick comes around the edge, scot-free, and blows up Purdy's elbow. So, hey, it's football. It's football, and it's a framework. You think there's something to it?
No, I don't know what to make of it. Like, because
all these quarterbacks get hurt. Josh Allen's had injuries.
No, yeah, but Josh runs a lot. You know, like he's their whole offense.
Mahomes had injuries. You know, Purdy's starting to run a little more. We see quarterbacks get hurt.
Yeah, but then I see someone like Jared Goff, who's not a he's just not a mobile quarterback. He's been relatively healthy the last couple of years, and I don't know if that's him being very good at protecting himself. I don't know if that's clearly the best offensive line in the game or something to do with their, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not diving deep into it. Is it just random? Because that could be it too. You know, it could just be coincidence, you know? I don't know. But, like, I'm thinking about Brock and this arm. Look, the UCL injury that he suffered, I was concerned that he would even be healthy and ready to go. And he blew my expectations away and had a monster year last year. But now having the shoulder injury on that same throwing arm, like I'm very worried about Brock and the arm. Not necessarily like, is he injury prone or anything like that, but that's your moneymaker. Right. No, I know, but we've seen it, whether it's Baker Mayfield, whether it's Drew Brees, whether it's Alex Smith. When you hurt that arm, you know, the rehab can be a career changer.
Well, I didn't know where you're going here, but I just want to make sure that, you know, we're putting out there to the masses. because I see this and I get texts about this. It's like, well, Kyle Shanahan gets these guys hurt. It's like, it's the stupidest thing.
I didn't.
No, I didn't think you were. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
I just don't understand like why it happens to us and in other teams.
Well,
it doesn't.
Well, other teams have quarterback injuries.
But then other teams thread the needle. Like Lamar runs like crazy. I feel like he's never hurt.
No, well, he was hurt a couple years ago. Tyler Huntley was in a game for the last 2 months of the season.
That was the one season.
You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen had to play with basically Tommy John. His elbow was shot a couple years ago. Joe Burrow. How many seasons
has he
been
injured like crazy?
He's been injured like crazy. Justin Herbert's been injured. All these quarterbacks get hurt. You know, this for Dak Prescott has been banged up. You look at Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts. He hasn't been hurt, thankfully. Thankfully, but how did he get his job? Carson Wentz was banged up. He's been hurt. So quarterbacks get hurt. It's the league. It happens. Aaron Rodgers hurt 4 plays into the season a season ago.
Yeah, but he was healthy for like 15 years.
Yeah, but I mean, he's been nicked up. He's played through injuries and everything like that. So it's not just Niner related. I think the league has quarterbacks get hurt. It gets hurt.
But the Purdy shoulder, they're not even saying exactly what it is. I don't know, you know, shoulder, AC, could it be, you know, labrum? Who knows what the shoulder injury? It could just be a stiff shoulder. I don't know. But I am very worried about it. Now that you have the elbow and the shoulder, it's the throwing arm. It's just something to be. If this is going to be your franchise quarterback, like it is something to be very concerned about. And I think it is. I'm cautious they deal with him.
Are we sure he's Kyle's franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're asking me today, given that he has a shoulder injury today on the same arm where he had the elbow injury, Joe, what do you? Yeah, well, I would sign him to some sort of a 2 or 3 year deal, as I put in quotation marks, but I'd draft a quarterback. I think no matter what, I'm drafting a quarterback. I live by the Bill Walsh philosophy to always draft a quarterback, and that's not an indictment on Purdy. Like if I was the Kansas City Chiefs, I'd be still, you know, drafting quarterbacks because there's nothing more valuable than the backup quarterback and having those guys as assets. And just in case you need to win a game like the other day in Green Bay where it felt like you were hopeless.
Problem is, though, you could barely find 32 capable quarterbacks in this league.
Of course.
So it's hard to find backup quarterbacks. I don't even know if there's 32 viable starters right now in the league. When I look around, I look at, say, like Anthony Richardson right now.
But Vontae, Trey Lance in the fold, and then they signed whatever the guy's name was from the Eagles, the big tall guy. And then they drafted Brock Purdy in the 7th round. Right. I would do something comparable to that.
No doubt.
Where I would draft someone in the mid to late rounds
I was just saying, being a backup quarterback, there's not a lot of good backup quarterbacks because there's barely enough starters. There's barely enough capable start. New York Giants don't have a starting quarterback.
Well, I mean, with Daniel Jones.
Right.
Like, he's the 6th pick.
You know, we're still figuring out whether or not Sam Darnold could be a starter in this league. You know, we're trying to figure out the Tampa Bay Bucks, but the New Orleans Saints. They have a quarterback situation. Carolina, we don't know what they're going to do. Is Seattle sold on Geno? You know, you look around, Cleveland's going to need a quarterback. Indianapolis, Tennessee, Jacksonville, who the hell knows what's going on in this league? So, yes, we all want a good backup quarterback, but
it's not about backups, though, Beats. Like, I'm drafting someone as a precaution because I don't know what's going on with his body right now, like in the arm and the elbow. I am worried. I'm very worried about the arm and the elbow. This is your golden arm. As I watched Justin Herbert last night, and they lost, but he's making throws all over the field.
Tony Johnson catch a pass.
No doubt, but he's got a cannon, and he's dropping balls in the bucket all over the place. Like, your arm and your elbow, it's literally how you get paid at quarterback. I know it's the brain and it's the instincts and it's all those things, but if you physically can't throw the ball past 20 yards like he hasn't the last couple of weeks, well then, yeah, that's an alarming thing to even contemplate.
Here's what Shanahan said yesterday about Brock's injury update.
He did some light throwing today and it went all good. You know, he had, you know, we didn't push it that hard, but did some light throwing, which was a good sign that the pain hadn't come back, and we'll rest it tomorrow and see how he feels as the week goes.
Light throwing yesterday for Brock Purdy. He confirms he also had a second MRI.
Yes, it's true. I mean, most guys we always get more than one. When you get one and it seems all right, then you have some pain later in the week, so you get another one to make sure you didn't miss anything. And so that's what he did, I think, after the Thursday practice.
And then he confirms that Brennan Allen is QB2.
Yeah, to clarify, guys, with Brock's shoulder, it's exactly what I've worded to you guys every time. You know, we got the MRI last week. His shoulder was bothering him. We thought it would be all right by Thursday. And it hurt worse Thursday than it did earlier in the week. So we rested it throughout the weekend, hoping that would help. He threw lighter today to see if that rest helped, and the rest did help him. So we'll see again, going through the same things we did last week. We're going to let him rest all the way up to Wednesday. We'll see how it feels on Wednesday, and then we'll take the exact same course throughout the week, and hopefully it responds better this week than it did last week with the rest.
Rest and recovery for Brock Purdy. Tomorrow's a big day for the Brockster.
He missed last Wednesday's practice. He tried to go out there on Thursday, and that's he did the awesome quote-unquote light throwing on the side where he was throwing, from what reports were, like 5 to 10 yards, just, you know, playing catch or whatever, and he was like lob balling it. So I don't know what to make of what he's doing. Just, I love Shanahan. I love my Niners. But this year, they haven't necessarily been the most forthcoming when it comes to the injuries. You know, the CMC thing went from, he'd be ready to go, no problem if this was a real game in the preseason, to he might start on Monday night, to Jordan Mason telling us after, you know, dominating on Monday Night Football, yeah, I knew Friday I was going to be the starter. So I'm taking it with a grain of salt right now.
Well, here's the deal. I don't care if they're not transparent when it comes to injuries, because I get the gamesmanship aspect of it. Gamesmanship in terms of opponents. You got to let them know. You want the opponent game planning for everything. They probably will anyway, but it's been an ongoing thing in the league, and in all leagues. You don't want to reveal who's hurt and what's hurt and what's going on here. And I heard rumors about one team one year, you know, a guy will have an injury. Maybe it's a knee injury. Instead, they classify it as a shoulder injury, so opponents wouldn't go after that knee once the game started. They'd be going after the shoulder, even though the shoulder is completely healthy. It was a knee that was a problem. Teams do this all the time with the injury report, doctor it up. The only people that should have a problem with it are the gamblers out there who's putting money on these games. I would be freaked out if I'm a gambler thinking, boy, these guys are lying. They're not being transparent with their injuries. But I understand why Kyle and the 49ers, and Belichick did this for a number of years, and other teams do it, where you don't reveal the severity of an injury. You want to protect your players, you want to protect your team, and also there's a little game.
Well, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just saying I can't believe it at face value.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
I mean, I never
that's,
do,
I think that's the, yeah, the setting.
I don't know why. I never do. I never have. These guys aren't being truthful. Why should they? They don't have to reveal everything. You know, now the NFL can try to investigate and find them or whatnot, but teams are not revealing what's what. They'll give you some minor details. Yeah, hamstring strain.
What if I told you that Brock didn't throw another pass this season? Would that surprise you?
It would.
You think he's coming back no matter what?
No, I don't know if he's coming back or not. You just asked me whether or not. Yeah. If he didn't throw a pass, I would be surprised.
Yeah, and I think, man, that would be a big blow.
I would be surprised.
Yeah,
that's a problem, because I need to see him out there with Pierce Hall and company and getting better.
I think that would also leak into his negotiations in this offseason. I do. I think that would factor in there.
Well, he could go to the negotiating table. He say, you see this roof, Brandon Allen?
Yeah, but you got to stay healthy too, though, you know?
But the leverage that he would have if he didn't throw another pass?
Yeah, but if he
walk to John Lynch and Shanahan and be like, you guys want to lowball me? Fine, I'll go look elsewhere.
You missed 6 months with this is what I would say in the negotiation room. You missed 6 months with a UCL, okay? And then you missed, whatever, 7 or 8 games with a hurt shoulder. Like, that's not good.
And then as Brock's age, and I'm like, huh, yeah, we missed 6 months, and then what happened?
Okay. Yeah, but like,
see, we're negotiating there. Yeah, we got hurt by tight end. You digrade to play for a backup tight end to block Hassan Reddick.
That's not how
okay.
It works.
But you know what? That's fine. I missed 6 months, but guess what? I came back after those 6 months, attacked rehab, and went out there and played like an MVP and put together the single best season a 49ers quarterback has ever had in his uniform.
But essentially, two season ending surgeries in a 2.5, 3.5 year span, that's just not good.
It's not good, but how good are you without me?
Oh, I don't think you're very good without him. But what I'm saying is, in terms of guaranteed money here and years and all that, like, I do think that'll factor in.
We're negotiating here. And if I'm Brock Purdy and I'm saying, you want more 38-10s? You want 38-10 again? You want Brendan Allen or Josh Allen playing quarterback for you? Sure, why not? Lowball me if you want to. Go out there and trade for Kirk Cousins, see what happens. Go out there and go sign.
I wouldn't
Sam
tempt
Darnold.
Shanahan.
You know, you know what? I think Brock Purdy, give him some respect, man, because without Brock Purdy, that's what the team looked like.
No
doubt. So right there, he won some
money.
But
I don't
think
they win that game even with a healthy Brock Purdy.
I don't know. I think they're in that game. I actually think they could win that game with Brock Purdy. Green Bay's not Green Bay was not impressive to me whatsoever. I know everybody's going to look at the final score and say 38-10. But that game was a lot closer than 38-10. That was a game midway through the third quarter with Brandon Allen playing quarterback.
It should have been 24-7 at halftime.
Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was 17-7 at half. I mean, the Niners should have two more wins on their schedule. But they don't because they fumbled inside the red zone against Arizona. And Ronnie Bell drops a pass and Jake Moody misses the field goal. And Malik Mustafa fails to contain on the punt team. What is Lo'Neal's line? If some butts were KD and nuts.
We'd all have a Merry Christmas.
There you go.